Another senator takes aim at the Bush administration in a new book. Florida Democrat Bob Graham is a former presidential candidate. He is also the former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Graham says there's evidence that Saudi Arabia's government had connections to the September 11 hijackers, and he says the Bush administration is hiding that evidence. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke to the senator yesterday.
The allegations in Senator Graham's book have been dismissed by the Bush White House as baseless. Other Republicans label the book a collection of, quote, bizarre conspiracy theories. But the author of the book, Intelligence Matters, has served 10 years on the Senate Intelligence Committee and 18 months as its chairman. The heart of Senator Graham's charge is that a Saudi spy gave support to two of the hijackers and arranged for them to live in San Diego with a professor, also a Saudi, who was an FBI informant.
This man was a former university professor who had retired, gotten into some financial difficulties, and took two ways of meeting his revenue needs. One, he started to take in boarders. The second, he was recruited by the FBI to be a paid informant to look out for Saudi persons in San Diego. It turns out that in the fall of 2000, one of the terrorists stayed in San Diego. He was trying to become a pilot himself, and he ended up living with this FBI informant. The House Senate Committee found that to be a highly suspicious set of circumstances, and we wanted to interview that paid FBI informant. The FBI refused to allow the staff of our committee to interview him, and finally we issued a subpoena for him to testify. The FBI, who at that point had the man in protective custody, refused to deliver the subpoena, and they were the only people who knew where he was.
You know, you write in the book that what you regard as a smoking gun is a letter, November 2002, from the FBI refusing you permission.
Yes, and I asked the FBI to give us a letter explaining why. And in the letter, the FBI said, we did this at the direction of the administration. We were told not to allow the staff to interview the paid informant. We were told not to deliver a subpoena. We were told not to deliver any depositions to this informant.
Well, you know, when I think about the allegations, I think that these are charges that have been made before, most notably about the failure of the FBI to question some of the Saudi family that was in the country on 9/11. But these charges have not gained any traction. Public attention just doesn't seem to fix on this issue. Why not?
It's complicated. It's a very detailed, driven set of events. And the administration has, for instance, censured the section of our joint inquiry report which laid out these facts so that the American people have largely been kept in the dark.
Exactly what's the connection then between the Bush family and the Saudi Arabians that you believe is behind all of this efforts by the U.S. government to obfuscate
the
relationship?
Well, I think that's one of the issues, and that is the fact there has been a peculiarly close relationship over a number of decades. And, of course, since World War II, the United States has had a special relationship with Saudi Arabia, basically that they are to supply us with a stable source of petroleum and we are to give them security. But I think there also is the issue of just embarrassment, that it is very hard to explain how a person who's smart enough to have been a university professor and is now being paid by the FBI to collect information would have missed the fact that a person who lived in his home for 4 months was doing some strange things that might be adverse to U.S. interest. I think the administration has assiduously avoided that being made known to the American people.
The Congress's 9/11 panel did interview the man Senator Graham describes as a Saudi spy. The 9/11 Commission concluded that the man had no connection to the terror attacks on the U.S., but the interview took place in Saudi Arabia with Saudi officials in the room. Senator Graham believes it's all part of a cover-up to avoid examining Saudi Arabia's involvement. Senator Graham's book is titled Intelligence Matters. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.